You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Several fire departments responded to a report of a house fire overnight in the northern end of the parish, with a house fire reported at a location on Hilltop Road near Shongaloo. A fatality has been reported. Firefighters still on the scene as of early this morning, and the fire is still under investigation. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for non-consensual disclosure of a private image and one arrest reported for contempt of court. Minden City Police report an arrest for possession of drug paraphernalia and one arrest reported on an outstanding bench warrant. Severe weather reported overnight in the northern part of the parish, with several trees blown down, blocking roadways and power outages reported, and large hail was also reported in the area. A 60% chance for showers today, high 87, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 50% chance overnight, low 69, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 40% chance for showers Wednesday, high near 90, southwest wind 10 miles an hour. 40% chance Wednesday night, low near 70, northeast wind 5 miles an hour. 20% chance for a shower Thursday, high 93, 20% Thursday night, low 71, and that's the forecast. The Webster Parish School Board sales tax report for the month of May shows the totals for the 1969 and 96 sales tax figures at $610,098.45. That's some 0.63% behind the same time last year. Year-to-date totals $6,502,025.59. That's some 4.047% ahead of the same time last year. The District 6 sales tax collections for May, $171,482.13. Some 4.5% behind the same time in 2022. The year-to-date totals $1,823,049.76. That's some 5.8% ahead of the same time last year. The Department of Transportation and Development provided an update on funding for the Jimmy Davis Bridge Project for Caddo and Bossier Parishes. Despite changes to House Bill 2 in the 2023 regular legislative session, which removed a portion of the state general obligation bond funding anticipated for the Jimmy Davis Bridge, they say the project is still moving forward as planned. The funding that was removed was not needed immediately, but will be needed in the last few years of the design and build project that's expected to take nearly 5 years to complete. The change to House Bill 2 will not affect the current timeline or progress of work, as the $100 million allocated from the American Rescue Plan Act is secured, as well as an additional $108 million in the federal bridge dollars and $18 million in state bonds, and design work has already started. The department intends to submit a capital outlay request to restore the funding that was removed. The request will be included in the budget for approval in the 2024 regular legislative session. A new four-lane bridge will be constructed, and the existing structure will be rehabilitated to a linear park, connecting the existing bicycle and pedestrian trails on each side of the Red River. And the department also has announced starting Monday, the Jimmy Davis Highway 70th Street Bridge over Red River will be closed nightly from Monday, June 19th through Friday, June 23rd, from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. each night for preliminary design work related to the Jimmy Davis Bridge replacement project. At the recent meeting of the Bossier Parish Police Jury, the police jury adopted an EMS user fee for 2023 and adopted acreage tax for the year, received sealed bids for the official journal for the police jury, awarded a bid for a project for parish road improvements, agreed to an abandonment of subdivision location in an area off Palmetto Road, agreed to abandonment of several lots in the subdivision also located off Palmetto Road, approved a plat of development of the Royal K subdivision located off Ryan Road, agreed to table for 30 days a consideration of proposed development of the Cypress Bay subdivision, located off Leeward Cove. Approved plat of development of the 6M Hill subdivision off Linton Road. Development of the Tubbs Hardware subdivision off Highway 3 or Benton Road. Approved a request from Sporks Spectrum for a letter of no objection to the selling of beer at a River Cities triathlon August 6th at the Cypress Black Bayou Recreation Park. Adopted a resolution supporting Sierra Frac Sand in plain dealing, allowing to receive local benefits of the Enterprise Zone program. A resolution supporting Providence Classical Academy, allowing to receive local benefits of the Enterprise Zone program. Accepted a proposal from Goodwin Professional Services for professional surveying service for the village water system. Ratified approval of the First Amendment to the Cooperative Endeavor Agreement between the State of Louisiana, the Department of Economic Development, Bossier Police Jury, Bossier City, Cyberpace Space Innovation Center, and the Cyber Innovation Center, and General Dynamic Information Technology by assignment to Computer Sciences Corporation. Adopted a resolution stating the Municipal Water Pollution Prevention Environmental Audit Report to maintain permit requirements contained in the State Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit for the yearly period of 2022 is complete. No action was necessary. Also accepted a proposal from James R. Martin Building and Remodeling for a project for Rosedale Subdivision sidewalk repair. A change order for proposed street improvements on a paved roads task order project. A change order for the Bossier North-South Corridor Swan Lake Road project, I-220 to Flat River. A change order for the North Bossier Shared Use Trail, Phase 2. A change order for the Bobby Bird Ditch Drainage Improvements. And accepted a proposal from Pulley Construction for a project for the Charles Court Emergency Sewer Repairs. A Juneteenth celebration event is scheduled for Saturday on Martin Luther King Drive. The event will be from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Saturday. There'll be music, food vendors, history, pop-up shops with clothing, jewelry, and more, a bounce house, arts and crafts, and more. That'll be from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Saturday on Martin Luther King Drive. For more information, call 318-210-1799 or 318-617-3836. Funeral services for Terry Lynn Gant Peterson are scheduled for 10:30 at the Brushwood Methodist Church in Dubberly. Burial will follow at the Brushwood Cemetery. Survivors include her husband, Rodney Peterson, her mother, Elizabeth Gant Sayers, son, Kyle Peterson, and a granddaughter also survived. Memorial services for Brenda Hurd Bruner Morshan are scheduled for 10 o'clock Saturday morning at Eastside Missionary Baptist Church. Survivors include her children, Tina Anderson, Dawn Bruner, Matt Morshan, and Brenda Morshan Martinez, and a brother, Buddy Hurd. 7 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren also survive. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a prefix of 377, unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318, unless otherwise mentioned. They have to give away a cat and kittens, 268-5449. That's a cat and kittens, all to give away. 268-5449. For sale, a propane barbecue grill at 382-5626. A propane barbecue grill for sale, 382-5626. For sale, a washer and an electric dryer. You can buy both for $300 at 455-6917. That's for sale, a washer with electric dryer, $300 for both. Call 455-6917. Wanted some clay dirt, and they're looking for a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts at 639-9340. That's wanted some clay dirt, and they want a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts at 639-9340. Wanted a gas water heater. Call 606-8265. Wanted a gas water heater. 606-8265. For sale, a refrigerator along with an electric stove at 465-9152. That's a refrigerator for sale, also an electric stove for sale at 465-9152. Side-by-side refrigerator to give away. It will need repair. 773-4190. They have to give away a side-by-side refrigerator that needs repairs. 773-4190. For sale, two comforters, some women's clothes, and a shelf. Call 584-5227. They have for sale two comforters, some women's clothes, and a shelf for sale. 584-5227. For sale, a set of four size 14 chrome rims and tires for a Dodge or a Chrysler for $100. And wanted queen size bed frame, 265-2081. They have for sale four size 14 chrome rims and tires for a Dodge or Chrysler for $100. And wanted a queen size bed frame, 265-2081. Wanted a full-size mattress. Call 5217. Wanted a full-size mattress. 5217. Wanted someone to grind a stump. Call 564-5711. Wanted someone to grind a stump. They're at 564-5711. For sale, a 2010 30-foot bumper pull RV for $15,000. Call 3659. That's a 2010 30-foot bumper pull RV for sale. $15,000 at 3659.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.